She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey folks, thanks so much for coming back. And I'm equally excited about this segment as I was about the last one, which usually is how I roll every Wednesday. So Ray and I were talking about sort of juicing being a trend. I mean, we talked a lot more about, hey, doing it at home is a lot cheaper than popping in at one of these fancy-dancy retailers and getting your good nutrient-dense juice, okay? So nutrient density, nutrients is how we thrive in our biochemistry, how we live healthfully. But the reason that I'm equally as passionate about this segment here, it's the pitfalls of going gluten-free because, gosh, I just kind of have a hard time anytime something becomes a trend. And I think that gluten-free, going gluten-free, having gluten-free products, it's become a trend. And also, whenever there's a trend, as Ray and I talked about, and I think as Sarah and I are going to talk about this segment, there is a marketing machine that usually follows it up and tries to eke out just as much as they can from it. And we are here to knock you live. It's called Mindful Medicine. I'm Dr. Lucille, and I am proud again to welcome Sarah Corey to the show. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good too, I think. I'm happy to have you here. Okay, so let's just, because you know these segments fly by. Hey, let's just talk about, because I could talk about this subject forever. From your lovely perspective, what is gluten? Let's get really clear on what gluten is.
Great. Yes. So gluten is a buzzword, like you said, that we keep hearing. And I think a lot of us saw that funny skit that was going around the internet viral, what is gluten? And nobody seemed to know. So it's good to know, you know, what we're talking about. So gluten is actually a binding protein. It's found in wheat, barley, rye, and spelt. And pretty much you can think that's what's responsible for giving baked goods their fluffiness, the gluten protein.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. And, you know, anytime we talk about gluten, it's really like glue, glue, glue,
yes.
Glue, binding, binding. Yes. And unfortunately, in my opinion, since we started using the dwarf wheat, which is an agricultural move that I think we did in the 60s to start yielding faster, bigger crops, we decreased the nutrient content of these lovely grains that we had, but we also increased the glutinous content. And so sometimes when I think about, and I just am talking to my patients or lay people, that glue, think about how it affects your little blood cells. It kind of glues them all together. I call this agglutination almost, which causes a tremendous amount of what? Inflammatory responses, et cetera. So why, I mean, obviously we've talked about this being a trend. Why would people want to avoid it? Why would people want to avoid gluten?
Yeah, so I mean, gluten sensitivity has been linked to research has shown it's been linked to over hundreds of different diseases and symptoms that people are experiencing. So last week we spoke about leaky gut, and it's also linked to things like inflammation. It can also be linked to mood disorders, autoimmune. So there's a ton of different symptoms that people may be experiencing if they have this gluten sensitivity. And also, you know, you may have heard of celiac disease. So approximately 1% of the population has this disease known as celiac, which is a condition that basically causes abnormal immune response to gluten. So somebody who has celiac actually really does need to be 100% gluten-free so they can avoid creating damage in their small intestine, which could lead to things like nutrient malabsorption and then some of the other stuff we spoke about, the inflammation. So there is some value, you know, in this trend, so to speak.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, I think so because, and I love that you make the distinction between an actual disease like celiac disease, and also sensitivities, because a lot of people, I think a majority of people, I would say, have a gluten sensitivity, meaning when you eat it, you're better off without it, really. And especially, like I said, the genetically modified dwarf wheat that we're using mostly in our country. So when we're talking about these pitfalls of going gluten-free, tell me about that, because there are more gluten-free products out there. I mean, you know, sometimes I go to these natural food conventions or natural product conventions, and I got to tell you, I mean, it's, absolutely amazing to me. How many gluten-free products? What are the pitfalls of actually buying into some of these products?
Yeah, like you said, you know, we're seeing gluten-free everywhere. I think I just heard that Dunkin' Donuts was coming out with a gluten-free a gluten-free donut. So now you can have your healthy Dunkin' Donuts. And like you mentioned, you know, this is a trend. Last year, I believe it was 2.64 billion dollars in revenue from the gluten-free trend. So people really are going after these products. And what I think the biggest thing that we need to think about is that just because it's gluten-free doesn't mean it's healthy. What I'm seeing so often is, you know, gluten-free cookies, gluten-free pasta, and people think that by swapping the gluten, now they're making a healthy choice. So, you know, in the early 90s, we saw this whole thing with the fat-free fad, and everybody went fat-free, but somehow everybody was still getting fat. And so it's this misconception that we're doing, by removing something, we're doing something healthy. And, you know, we see also, and I know you and I have spoken about this before, is that when we go gluten-free and we remove the gluten, a lot of times we're looking at a lot of additives that are being put into those products. Right. So, you know, soy, corn, two foods we typically want to avoid with the GMOs and, you know, being the genetically modified foods, and also that these can create a lot of allergies. So,
absolutely.
You know, when we're,
you know, I think it's the same thing when we talk about, you know, there's a lot of news and there's a lot of research and there's a lot of headlines regarding genetically modified organisms. And, you know, there's a group of folks and myself talking the other day, and they're like, if people would just wake up and really concentrate on eating real food, like whole food, and especially organic, then that takes all of that buzz and fear stuff about genetically modified organisms right out. I think the same thing, you know, if you look, you're still looking at gluten-free products, but they're still food products. You know, they're still highly refined, usually nutritionally valueless. And that's, you know, gluten-free, but gosh, you know, people, especially these days, Sarah, I think are so busy. There's so many things going on, and they're easily seducible. And then you've got this marketing machine from even more natural-oriented, you know, let's say industries, but still we want to seduce the consumer into grabbing that product. But we have to wake people up and understand that gluten-free products are sometimes, one, not gluten-free. Number two, they're highly refined. And number three, as you said, they've got additives in there. Corn gluten, I mean, is probably just as inflammatory, if not more, in my opinion, as wheat gluten. And so you're going to get yourself into trouble if all of a sudden you're trying to cut out wheat and then you're eating all of this corn chips, corn tortillas, you know, Fritos. Well, shoot, those are gluten-free, you know. And so I think that people have to really, really watch out for that. And we've got to still emphasize plant strong, nutrient dense. I got to tell you the story. One of my friends I just saw posted on Facebook, and this is serious. This is how bad it is. He was did a vegan plant strong diet, and he felt great. And then he went back and he said he started eating meat and dairy again. And then he said, and that included, and it was a bunch of pasta and stuff. Now, and then he's like, for sure, you know, plant-based and vegan is the way to go for him. What I wanted to say, and I understand, what he probably didn't take into consideration, and he was just needling the meat and dairy aspect, is that those pastas were full of inflammatory grains, and that probably contributed him to not feeling very well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think to your point right there is that we can do, there is a lot of value in going gluten-free. Like we talked about at the beginning of the segment, the gluten is a sensitivity for a lot of people. So you can go gluten-free without just filling your cupboard with a bunch of gluten-free products. You know, there's great whole grains, things like quinoa, millet, buckwheat, amaranth. Those are all naturally gluten-free, 100%, you know, whole grain. And if you just go do a quick Google search, you can easily find a recipe for quinoa. And also shop the perimeter of the grocery store.
There you go.
That's where you're going to find healthy fruits, vegetables, naturally gluten-free products. And that's what we really want to focus.
I got Sarah Cora with me, and we're talking about not only gluten-free, but whole foods, shopping the perimeter of that grocery store, keeping it clean, keeping it real. Here on Radio MD, I'm Dr. Holly Lucille, and this is Mindful Medicine.